Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's begin with what you think, having heard today's testimony from Ambassador Sondland, what you think from a political point of view and maybe from an impeachment point of view are the headlines.
Ambassador Sondland's testimony was devastating to Donald Trump for at least two reasons. First, Gordon Sondland is a Trump supporter who gave $1 million to Trump's inauguration. And second, he testified that he was acting expressly at the direction of the president. And then he lays out the bribery scheme that Donald Trump and his enablers were pressuring Ukraine to do.
Now, of course, there is some wiggle room for Republicans if they want it, and my guess is that they will. And they will say that, well, the ambassador said there was a quid pro quo, and God, am I starting to hate that term, but that there was a quid pro quo in terms of a meeting between the president of the United States and the president of Ukraine, but not necessarily about aid to Ukraine, although the ambassador later said that in retrospect, he kind of thinks that maybe it was, but at the time, he didn't think that was the case.
It's true that there were two bribes happening. One is that we dangle an important White House meeting between the Ukrainian president and Donald Trump, and the other is hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid. But Ambassador Sondland also believes that, in fact, the military aid was conditioned on the launching of two bogus investigations by the Ukrainians. He just says that he didn't hear it directly from Donald Trump, but he heard it from Rudy Giuliani, who was acting expressly at the orders of Donald Trump.
Okay, so where does this go from here? I think a lot of people are presuming, having heard a number of witnesses, up to and now including Ambassador Sondland, that there's sufficient evidence that a Democratic-controlled House of Representatives is likely to impeach this president. I presume that you would agree with that. But then comes the Senate trial, and the conventional wisdom equally there is the Republican-controlled Senate is not going to remove him from office.
So all the witnesses, including Trump's own people, are saying the exact same thing, which is that Donald Trump solicited foreign interference in our elections and that he used the dangling of a White House meeting as well as hundreds of millions of dollars in security aid to bribe the Ukrainians to launch two bogus investigations into the DNC server and the Bidens. Now, my view of impeachment is that it is one of the gravest powers of Congress. It must always be our last option, reserved for those rare times when we cannot wait for the next election. I think if Donald Trump came out and apologized and said, of course, he didn't mean to solicit foreign interference, that he's not going to do this again, it was all one big misunderstanding, I'm not sure impeachment would actually happen. But his defense is exactly the opposite. He's saying this was the perfect phone call. And he again went on the south lawn of the White House a few weeks ago and asked Ukraine to again investigate the Bidens, as well as China. And so the president's putting us in a very difficult position where he's saying, I'm going to continue to solicit foreign interference unless I am removed.
But you sort of are dangling a very interesting thing, which I actually haven't heard before. Maybe it's been floated, but I haven't really heard it. That you really think that if President Trump were to say, you know, I wasn't thinking of this at the time in terms of the way some people think it came across, and I recognize, you know, that some people might think that there was something pernicious going on, so I apologize for that, and it's never going to happen again. If he said something like that, you think he would avoid impeachment?
I think it's certainly possible. So, for example, let's look at their Mueller report. Donald Trump's defense was not that there was collusion and that was okay. His defense was there was no collusion. But in this case, it's very different. What he's saying is that phone call with the Ukrainian leader was a perfect call, where he solicited the Ukrainian leader to investigate the Bidens and the DNC server, which means that he's very possibly going to be able to do that again with other foreign countries before the next election. That's what makes this case different. And the president would simply acknowledge that what he did was wrong and apologize and say he's not going to do this again. I'm not sure we actually get a majority vote for impeachment.
Well, you're in the committee that would have to write up any articles of impeachment, right?
That is correct. I'm on the Judiciary Committee.
Right. So forgetting about a vote in the House, if the president were to say something along those lines, as sort of an apology, would your committee even generate articles of impeachment?
I don't know. That is a great question. It is precisely because of the nature of the president's defense that is making this impeachment inquiry continue forward, because the president is essentially telling the American people that he sees nothing wrong in soliciting foreign interference in our elections.